Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. One more day to live in this world with good health and strength that we could get up this morning and come together in church and also online and worship you. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege that you have given us to gather in your name as your children, because you sent your Son Jesus Christ to this world to die for us, for our sins, so that we can be called your children, we can call you Father. Thank you, Lord, for covering us with your love and protection every day. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, God Almighty. Thank you for the gift of life with all the joys and blessings along with the burdens and concerns we share, Lord. We thank you for always there listening to our prayers, and in the midst of our struggles, you are our comfort. In your presence, Lord, we find peace, and in your guidance, we find answers. Lord, always we look up to you for our answers and our needs, and you are always listening to our prayers. Thank you for always being there for us. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and the angels in heaven. Help us to honor your name and lift up your name, that your people be blessed with your presence today. As we go from this place, Lord, help us to be powered with the power of the Holy Spirit more these days, so that we can be your witnesses in the places where you place us, Lord. Help us to be humble before you today to worship you together. We thank you for this, your presence in our midst, and help us to continue to worship, to honor your name and lift your name up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. We can greet each other. If you can stand up and say hi to each other wherever you are. Today is the last Sunday of the month that we celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries together in this church. If you have a birthday or anniversary this month, please call out. And if you know somebody else has it who is not here, please call out as well so we can celebrate that with them together. I know somebody has a birthday today, right?
Yes, me.
Marcus has a birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday. All right. And he has, Jack has one too. So we are going to sing birthday here.
Jack was another day, but he had an August birthday.
All right.
Oh, all right. August birthday. Okay.
And Jason's birthday
on
the
7th.
Hey, Lisa's.
I had a birthday on Monday.
What's the
27th?
Okay. Okay,
27th.
Miss Lou?
The 24th.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we have an anniversary, August 15th.
Yeah. How long?
36 years.
Wow.
My birthday's in November, but we can start celebrating.
Since we have some birthdays here in the church today, let us sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Let us pray. Lord, our God, we thank you for the gift of life, love, family and friends you give us in this world. Help us, God, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than what we could ever deserve. We pray for those who are celebrating their anniversaries and birthdays this month, and we thank you for a new year in their lives. With the passing of time, Lord, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings, and we pray for your continued blessings and mercies upon them. Renew your blessings upon them that they will enjoy many happy years to come. Cover them with your love. Comfort them with your joyful presence. Confirm them in their hope, O Lord. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with the love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Everybody online too. That's okay. All. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep it safe.
And temperature checks. We're doing temperature checks too.
Yeah, if you have a fever. Kevin is in charge of all the health and safety. The health police. A couple of changes in the bulletin I wanted to note. The offertory hymn is 397. The numbers are a little wrong. Please note that, and we'll be singing 1, 3, and 5. I need thee every hour. And also the closing hymn is 462. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. The numbers are a little wrong there. And also the responsive reading will be done by Kyle instead of Haley. Now the choir will be singing the anthem. It is 165 in the red book, I Am Bound for the Kingdom. Please be seated as we sing this. You can join as you may. Stand for the Psalter reading. It's Psalm 34, 1 through 8. It's in your insert in the bulletin.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let the afflicted hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord who answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
The poor cried out, and the Lord heard, and saved them out of all their troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them.
For taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God.
The word of God from people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as a church family. We come together and share our prayers, the blessings, so that we can thank God for the blessings that God gives us in our lives and share with each other as well. And also we bring our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And we trust in the promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. And that is what we need. And let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns and then pray together at this time as a family. Our regular prayer requests are posted at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me to the back, it will be posted on screen as well. These are our regular prayers that we are doing for people and items that please use this as a list on your prayer desk or your refrigerator so you can remember every day these people and items in our prayers. Particularly, we want to note Martha and Rich Barwa. Martha has been going through her chemo. Looks like she has to start another cycle for another couple of more months after her surgery. So let us keep her in our prayers. She had been our lay leader and our Sunday school leader for a long time. So we pray that God will work a miracle in her life so that she can be back in service for God's kingdom. Let us continue to keep her in our prayers. I believe Harry is recovering well and he's probably well back to normal now. Harry and Jan, can you hear us? All right, thank you. Thank God for that. He's completely recovered and he's better than what they hoped for, which is good news. Let us thank God for the healing. Let us continue to pray for our government, our president, vice president, and the cabinet, our governors of the states who will have to make difficult decisions during this pandemic, and also pray for the elections that are coming, that we will have a smooth election, so that also for the schools and the colleges that are struggling with various issues as they start opening. These are all difficult times and we all know that. Let us pray that God will give us the patience and the people who are dealing with this. They need the wisdom of God, and human wisdom fail all the time. So we need to trust in God, and we pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions and the discernment. Let us continue to pray for them. Let us also keep our people, essential workers, our police and fire, and also our delivery people, grocery clerks, and our trash workers, all those people who are risking their lives in this pandemic and exposing themselves to serve us. Sometimes we take them for granted, but it is a great service that they do during this time. Let us be thankful for that and keep them in our prayers. Okay, let us pray for the people who are affected by the hurricane.
I included it on the prayer list, but could we keep Rachel Berg's family in prayer, please? She passed away
Friday.
That is Haley and Laura's step-grandmother. So please keep family in prayer.
If I could, I would like to ask for prayer for my workplace. We Friday was the last day of the girl that I work with directly. She and I have worked together for 3 years, and she left. Also, my physician is moving to another center, so they're bringing in a new physician. So we are in a time of great change, and of course this past week we set a new record for the number of patients in my center. We've been there 7 years and we saw the most patients this past week than we've ever seen, And it's coming at a very difficult time, so please keep us in prayer, keep me in prayer. And if you know any medical personnel looking for work, please call me.
We'll also continue for prayer for the Howell family, and also keep Ernest in our prayers as he's going through a tough time with his health and his family matters. So let us keep them in our prayers. Any other items to call out, especially from this list or otherwise? Anybody else?
Yes, Pastor, I got one.
Okay.
Nick, who's been on our prayer list, he has moved up on the heart transplant list, and they have airlifted him to the VA facility in Nashville, Tennessee, where they're going to quarantine him in hopes that that he will get a new heart soon.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Okay.
What was his name?
Nick. Any others?
Alan's fiance is in Iowa, where they've kind of been affected by that derecho or whatever, however you say it, you know, and a lot of stuff kind of still going on up there to, you know, to get back to normal with her.
This is Alan, right?
Yeah, she's a principal of a school there, okay. So she's, you know, got things dealing with that and, you know, power outages still, things like that.
Okay. Thanks for joining Alan today with us, worshiping together.
Pastor, let us remember the people in Louisiana that are suffering from the Hurricane Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember them in our prayers.
We will. Okay, yeah.
And blessings for Alan and Rebecca. Thank you. We love to have visitors.
All right, we'll go to God in prayer at this time. And we'll take a few moments in silent prayer. We can also use that time to bring up our unspoken prayers to the Lord. And then after that, I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as a family, as your children, and share our prayers of blessings to thank you, and to also raise our prayers of burdens and concerns to you. We thank you for the life that you have given us in this world as a gift, with all the joys and blessings and along with these burdens that we have to go through. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection in the midst of all the struggles that we are going through, Lord. We come before you as your children and thank you for all the blessings that you give us bodily, spiritually, and also all the things around us socially and economically. You are there in the middle of all of our situations that we are in, and you are the source of all good things, and you only desire good for us, O Lord. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to you at this time. We come before you as broken people. Some of us are weary and tired, and many of us are afraid and anxious during this time, O Lord. But you are the source of all healing, and we know that you are the only one who can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Thank you always being there as our friend and our strength. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. We raise up all of those concerns that we have raised here today, Lord. We thank you for the healing that you have given to Harry, and thank you for the continued healing for the family as well. We pray for Martha to be with her during this time of chemo. To be a successful process that she has to go through and come back to us for teaching us our Sunday school and leading this church, Lord. We pray for the family of Rachel Bird, who passed away this past week. We pray that you will fill them with your comfort and also be with them with your presence, that they will be comforted during this time. We pray for all those who are affected by the Hurricane Laura, who have been struggling through difficulties at this time, and also we pray for the rescue workers and the people who are doing relief work there, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit and have the resources that they need there. We particularly pray for Kevin's workplace as he shared his concerns, Lord. We pray that you will be with them. Thank you for the services that they do to this community. Continue to guide them and give them the grace that they need during this time. We pray for Mitt, who is going through the heart transplant. We pray that you will be with him and also to make it a successful surgery. Pray for their families as well, that they will be covered by your presence and your love and protection during this time. We pray for Ellen Sfiasi and her family in Iowa as they are going through the difficulties with the weather and all the attached problems along with this. Pray that you will be with them and give them the grace that they need during this time. We also pray for Ernest Howell and his family as he is going through his struggle with his health and also the family matters. We pray that you will be with them and give them the guidance and the peace above all to rule in their hearts and minds, that not to be concerned and worried about the future, but to be in peace, that you will be there for them at the end. Everything will work out. We thank you for always being there for us, Lord, asking, meeting all of our needs, even when we do not know about it. We pray for our leaders of this country, particularly during this pandemic, our leaders, our president, the governors of the state, who have to make decisions. We pray for our school systems and our colleges. Pray that you have a safe school year. We'll have a safe school year this year, and also an election that is coming up. Help us, Lord, to be patient and to be loving and caring with each other, so that there will be a smooth election this year as well. We pray for your intervention and your presence in the middle of all of these things. We thank you for all the essential personnel workers who are working during this time. We thank you for their services and continue to be with them and keep them safe. We pray that you will be with us, Lord, and guide us as a church as we continue to do your work in this community, to be a blessing to this area and also to this world, to do the work that you have given us to do faithfully, Lord, in this area. We pray that you will be with us and bless us today in our service, in our singing, and in our meditation of the word and prayers that we make. We'll bring honor and glory to your name, also blessing your people. Be with us as we continue to worship service, and help us to go from this place to filled with your power, so that we can share your love and care to this world wherever we are. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So our offertory time now, the ushers will come and take the offering at this time.
Bye.
world, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. Merciful God, we come to you with open hands and we receive, give you a portion of what you have given us back to you for the work of your kingdom. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church in this community and around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 1 through 10.
Alright. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us for our life as power, life, and spirit. As we come before your word, we pray that you bless us, Lord, with your power of your word so that we can be filled with the powers and can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. As we meditate on your word, open our hearts and illumine our souls so that we can understand the spiritual truths behind the words and apply that in our lives. Lord, we pray that you will humble our hearts and spirit, that whatever you teach us through your word, help us to follow that and obey that. Be with us today as we meditate on your word, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we continue the study of the book of Genesis, some of the places that we come are not very easy to follow and read. Sometimes they are difficult to learn and study as well together. Here is a passage that we read where Esau, the older son of Isaac, found himself to be robbed of his blessing. If you have read Sherlock Holmes and stories on Sherlock Holmes, there's a piece of story there where Mr. Holmes and his friend Watson went for camping one time, and they had been hiking through the mountains and they were tired and lay down at night to go to sleep. So they laid their backs looking up at the sky and started to sleep. And all of a sudden, Holmes woke up and said, "My dear Watson, look up at the sky. What do you see?" And Watson said, "I see stars, thousands of them." And "My dear Watson, what does that mean to you?" So Watson said, "Well, I guess that means we are going to have a pretty good day tomorrow." "Holmes, what does that mean to you?" Watson asked him back. And he said, "Oh, my dear Watson, to me it means that someone has stolen our tent." Sometimes we find ourselves that things that we take for granted have been stolen and pulled us, taken away from us. Our tent pegs have been pulled up and the roof stolen while we were under there peacefully resting. And lo and behold, it's taken away from us. That is what happened here in this passage to Esau, the older son of Isaac. Some of the stories in the Bible, not sure what we think about those things, and because nobody seems to come off very good at the end in this story. A lot of lies and cheating. And when we consider those passages that are difficult to understand, I always consider the honesty of the Bible. The Bible is so very honest and plain, and it lays everything as it is. Because we are all human beings who are given this word to understand and read, and these relate to our real life stories, and there's no denial of that fact. If there's anything this sad chapter shows, man's desperate need for a savior, somebody who has to intervene in the situations of life where we find ourselves miserable, struggling with the things that we are out of our control. Abraham and Sarah had a promised son, as we learned in the last few Sundays, and it was Isaac, even though he was born a little late. Ishmael was born first in a servant girl called Hagar. So Muslims believe that he is the firstborn. But Isaac is the promised son that Christians believe was born of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. So Isaac grew up, the only child, the only promised child of Abraham. He grew up as a God-fearing man who saw God at work all his life. And he saw and he heard about stories of Abraham and Sarah waiting for having a son for over 25 years after God promised them. And he was a miracle child, as we all know, that he was born when Abraham was 100 years old. And they were beyond a childbearing age. So he knew that he was a miracle child. And at the same time, he also remembers vaguely, probably, when he was a little child, Abraham took him up to the mountains to sacrifice him because God told him that traumatic event that we already discussed last Sunday, where he learned that in the middle of struggles, God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, we talked about that as well. God will provide at the time, exact time when he knows we need it. Not when we think we need it, but God knows the exact time when we need it, and He will provide whatever we need at His time and at His will. Then Isaac grew up and he got married, and then he had two children, Esau and Jacob. That's where we are here now. They were born together as twins, actually. One came first and he's considered to be older, Esau. And the second one, Jacob, came second. But there was a struggle in the pregnancy that Rebecca felt during that time. And there were two nations. God said there were two nations coming out as two children. And lo and behold, when the children were born, the second one who was coming after the first was holding on to the heel of the first one that is coming out. What a weird sight that is. At that age, he would not let him go. So the second one wanted to be the first, and he would not let the first one go. So both of them technically came out together. That's what I take from that. Jacob was claiming it. You know, we are all twins. During these days, when you have surgeries to take babies out, deliveries, you can pick one has to be the first one because the doctor makes the decision. So you have no choice. But in this situation, Esau came out first, but Jacob was holding on to his heel to claim his right, and eventually that's what God planned, and we learned that God told Isaac and Rebekah, their parents, that the second one will rule over the first one. He is going to be the blessed one. Well, it is very hard to sometimes accept the fact as parents, you know, how can a second child be the first? It is going to be difficult for them. So they kind of ignored it for a while and said, well, it is okay. Esau is the first one and Jacob came out second. So they consider Esau to be the older one and Jacob to be the younger one. And then now Isaac became old now and he cannot see. Well, that is going to be another problem. Getting old is no fun, right? I don't have to tell you that. It is no fun. George Burns, if you remember, the old comedian used to say that if you are getting older when you stoop to tie your shoes down and you wonder what else you can do while you are down there. That is very true. That is what happens when you get old. It's not easy. You lose your faculties, you lose your eyesight, you lose your hearing, and also many times you may have to depend on others. That is the hardest part, isn't it? Yeah, because we have been doing things our own way, and certain things that we took for granted, we have to depend on other people. Billy Graham said one time in his message one day, all my life people have taught me how to die, but nobody has taught me how to get old. If there's a training class or something, you know, how to get old, it would be very, very good to have it. But it's a privilege to get old. We don't have any education how to do it, but it is a blessing denied to many. So it's a blessing that we grow older and live to an old age. But at the same time, it comes with its own challenges. The changing seasons, like we see, is striking in our life. Every season contains its beauties. You know, spring brings forth growth, and summer brings all of those activities that, you know, children and us do during summertime. And then fall brings football and other things that we can enjoy, and then, well, no more football, I guess. But fall brings its beauty as well, and then Christmas during the winter and the celebration of holidays. All of those, all seasons have its own beauties if we look for it. It has been a rich and rewarding experience to serve in a church with mostly older people. The last church that I served was mostly older people. I was the youngest one in that church. But it's a rewarding experience to be with older people with so much experience, full of rich experiences in their lives that they can share. I love to hear stories of people who have gone through different things in their lives. So fall and winter in our life seasons as well, we take them as beautiful as they come. And they're all special to God as well. At the same time, they are also looking forward to the end of the life in this world and also looking forward to an eternal life as Christians we go to. Paul says that in 2 Corinthians 5, we know that if the earthly tent, our bodies, that we live is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal one that not built by human hands. That is what the beauty of old age is as we come to that end of our lives. Even though the modern society may have different looks on old age, particularly during this time, people are counting dollars and cents to value our lives. The cost of health care and seniors care are skyrocketing. There may be a different view out there looking at us as we get older. But in the midst of all of these things, these are golden years that God has given us as older people, and which is a blessing denied to many that we take at that time. Isaac is in a situation like that, where he could not see, and he had to depend on others to get things done. So here the blind father is asking his children during his last days that he wanted a great meat for his dinner, his last days to enjoy his dinner. So we know where Isaac's priority was during the last days of his life. He wanted to eat. He wanted to eat and enjoy his life. So he asked his older son Esau to go hunting and bring him the best meat and cook some best food for him. And then all the story that we heard here about the cheating and all the things that happened, and Rebecca, the mother, was listening to it and said, Jacob is actually the blessed one. You go get it. And he dressed him as like Esau with the fur on, because Esau was a hairy man. So Isaac was cheated out, as pretending, Jacob pretending to be Esau. And we all know that story that I just read. But this familiar passage is a difficult one to preach, but it is one of the most gripping stories in the whole book of Genesis. As the writer says that there is probably no more pathetic episode in Genesis than Jacob's deception of Isaac to gain the father's blessing. In Romans we read again, Paul says that God's purpose of election might continue not because of works, but because of faith and whom God calls. God says the older one will serve the younger. Jacob, I loved you, but Esau, I hated. That's what we read in the scripture. So Esau, like like his father Isaac, was more prioritizing his fleshly needs or human needs, his bodily needs, and he was also prioritizing. When we read about in the story that before that, he bargained for a bowl of soup for giving up his birthright. So he already gave his birthright to Jacob during that time when he actually sold his birthright as firstborn to Jacob for a bowl of soup. So this is all that murky situation that we have come here, and Isaac's priority was to enjoy his life with a good meal at the end of the day anyway. Then the denial of the fact also that I told you, as parents, they wanted to deny the fact it is not true that God is going to bless Jacob in preference to Esau. All of these things came together, and then also the matter of vision. He could not see, so he had to trust the people around him when he became old. So all these things are becoming a matter of priorities, where Isaac's priorities and his preference in this life as he came towards the end of the world. If the sin of putting physical priorities above spiritual and material priorities above godly priorities, that is what we learn from this chapter here. Jacob wrestled with the Lord all the time about who he was. And we will see that towards as we study the next few chapters, that Jacob wanted to be Esau here. And later on, he pretended him to be Esau and not Jacob. So matter of identity is also a problem here. Sometimes we get into a situation like that where we want to change our identity to get the immediate blessings that we are in front of our eyes. So identity God has given us is also very important. So all of these things are working together and becoming a family situation, a problem. And we know that many of us have gone through the situations of our families where when the parents come older, become older and come to the end of their lives, it's going to be a discussion about priorities and dividing the wealth and all those things. No family is immune to that. Everybody, except if you have only one child, and then there is no problem most of the time. Even then there could be problems because there might be other people who will be claiming certain things. So we are all here in this world to face this reality in our families. But among all these things, when we taken together, in the stress of these family situations and the problems that we face, if we find ourselves that our blessings have been robbed, take it easy, because God knows everything, and leave it up to God. The whole book of Genesis that we read, right after the first two chapters, beautiful creation God made. And God made man and woman as beautiful, sinless, with spotless. And after the second chapter, everything went downhill from there. God made everything beautiful, man messed it up. And then we deal with that every day. But one thing about all of these things is that God is teaching us to let things go. Anything that is out of our control, don't try to twist God's hands, because it's not going to happen. Take it as it is and let things go, even if it is painful for us, hurtful for us. Don't dwell on it and become stressed out, because it is only going to not going to help you, but it's going to hurt you more. So let things go. That's what Isaac was learning. That was Esau was learning all of these through experiences. Things, we have to let them go. And it is not easy sometimes, but it is very hard to do that kind of things. But that is what God taught Abraham when he asked him to go and sacrifice Isaac. Because he was the chosen son, the one that they had been waiting for years to have a son, and then now God is asking to go and sacrifice him on the mountain. That's the lesson, very hard to understand for us. But at the same time, things that we take it for granted and also that we think that is ours, is not really ours. And God is asking us to let things go and have God on our side. Our first priority should be God, and let other things go. And everything will work out together. So no matter what we are going through at this time, let those things go and have God work it out for us. And not to be planning on things ourselves. Because God has the ultimate purpose through this, that He will bless us no matter what. And it is going to be for our good at the end. So that is the whole story about this situation in the middle of all the lies and the cheatings and the tricks that they are playing here. Ultimately, we know that if we let things go, God will take it and make those situations, those messy situations, and mold them together as a beautiful piece, because we are His children. And He knows what is good for us. Even though it may be a little painful for us, He knows that He can make it better for us if we let them go. Don't hang on to things that we know that we don't have control over. And God will bless us if we do that. That is the whole story, that lesson that we can learn from this story as we go from this place. God can remove the scales of our eyes. Even when we are blinded by things, He will remove and He will help us to see the reality the truth that he, the blessing that he's waiting for us for during these situations. So let us be prepared to let go of things that has to go from us and surrender our lives to God, so that God can mold us and make us a beautiful piece at the end. May God bless you with these words, and God's word go with you as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 462. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus and to and his word, just to rest upon his promise and to know the same. Jesus, Jesus, now I trust him, now I trust him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, cleansing word, and in simple prayer to plunge me with the healing cleansing word. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I pray him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it is sweet to trust in Jesus, trust from sin, and search to sin. Just from Jesus simply taking, now I trust him, now I pray him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, now I trust him, now I pray him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.
People of God, go in the knowledge that God is there in the middle of our struggles. No matter what we are going through in our families, in our personal lives, let them go. And God has it in his control, and it will become a beautiful peace at the end. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore.